Shipcast presents In to the Night. The name of our episode tonight is Creature. This happened 12 years ago, and to this day, I still consider myself lucky. The morning was cool as we loaded into the ambulance heading to a call at the edge of town. It was 6:12 a.m., and it was still dark outside. We were called in by the police station saying that there were multiple wounded and a few dead at what seemed to be a farm. We didn't actually know what caused the injuries, but we made our way to the scene. The address took us to a dirt road that led us to a home that had two police cars outside with their lights on, but we didn't see any officers posted. There was no one there. The home was attached to the farm that seemed to be either deserted or just really old. But my main focus was on the cop cars out front. Typically, when they were called to a scene, there is at least a police officer guiding us to where we needed to go. But there was no one. A situation like this could be dangerous. We could be heading into danger and not know it. The home's front door was open, but there weren't any lights on. There seemed to be blood on the front porch that led into the house. Having been in the field for 18 months, I was pretty hardened by multiple calls with car crashes and even a triple homicide, but something about the call was different. For the first time being on call, I was actually afraid. I decided rather than just sitting around that we should enter the home and try to find the injured people. I slowly entered the home with a flashlight and a medical bag. The blood that was on the porch led into the home and up the stairs. I made my presence known, but I got no response. I tried the lights, but they didn't work. What was this place? As I searched the bottom floor for clues, I started to hear muffled sounds coming from upstairs. It sounded like something very heavy being dragged across the floor. The other paramedics that were now with me also heard the sounds upstairs, but they also seemed to feel scared. We heard the dragging sounds continue upstairs, slowly, moving to the top stairs. Not thinking, I began to walk the stairs to see if there was anyone there. The blood on the stairs was thick, and it made us slippery since the floors were made with wood. I shined my light to the top of the stairs, having no idea what to expect. I slowly continued forward with the other paramedics behind me. We were halfway up the stairs when we saw a hand pull forward. A policeman who was on the ground. He continued to drag himself on the ground, revealing that his lower half was missing.
"Get out of here before it sees you," he said with extreme pain.
My medical training must have kicked in as I ignored his warning and I rushed to his aid at the top of the stairs. At the top of the stairs, I could see what remained of the officer and the trail of blood that he produced that came to another set of stairs, leading to what appeared to be the attic. The two paramedics that were with me attended to the officer at the top of the stairs, and I ventured slowly to the stairs of the attic. Above me, I could hear sounds that I'm not able to describe, but they were terrifying in nature. Sounds that I assumed to be grunts or something very large eating. My flashlight was the only thing illuminating my path in the long hallway leading to the attic stairs. The hallway was long and unfurnished. I could see scratches on some of the walls and floors, although blood covered most of the floor. I had no idea what was happening here, or more importantly, what was still happening. But I assumed, due to the blood and lack of personnel at the scene, that there were many that still required my help, although the scene was most likely dangerous. I've explored violence before while on duty. Many people while in shock can be aggressive and numb to pain while making subduing them quite the task. I wasn't necessarily preparing for violence, although it's never outside the realm of possibility. I proceeded to the attic steps, alone, flashlight in hand. I was tempted to announce my presence, but I decided against it. I had a feeling that I never experienced before, but the best was I could describe it was that I was about to meet the devil.
the literal embodiment of evil was up these stairs. I walked up those stairs, slowly hearing sounds much clearer. Sounds that didn't sound good. I was about to reach the top of the stairs when I heard a loud sound coming from downstairs and a rushing of people entering the home. I quickly turned around and ran down the stairs over to the other paramedics and the officer that was in grave condition. Coming up the stairs was a SWAT team in full gear. This would be the first and last time I'd ever see a SWAT team come to a scene. They ordered us all downstairs and told us to leave the officer. The officer was bandaged but unresponsive due to blood loss. They asked me, "Where is it?" sternly, and I pointed to the attic stairs. They rushed the stairs leading to the attic with their weapons drawn, and we went down the stairs. From the bottom floor, we could hear screeching and gunfire coming from the attic. A lot of gunfire. We were ushered outside by more members of the SWAT team. By this time, the sun was starting to rise, and not only did the SWAT team arrive, but also government officials in suits. They pulled us aside and asked us questions. They asked us what we saw and who was all inside. Thankfully, we hadn't seen much, so we told them the truth. I asked them what was going on, what was inside. They didn't answer me, and they told me to attend to the people they'll be bringing out. They brought out 7 bodies that day, 7 mangled bodies, none of them fully intact. However, the one officer missing both legs ended up surviving. What happened here? What did they shoot in the attic? What was I about to see in the attic had the SWAT team not arrived? I'm glad that I wasn't one of those bodies. Hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. If you'd like to see more, please hit the like and subscribe button to be notified of more videos to come. Also, check for us on Patreon. Bye-bye.